This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. As many as 1 million people filled the streets of Santiago, Chile Friday in the biggest demonstrations since violence broke out there last week over inequality in the South American nation. Demonstrators waved national flags, blew whistles, pounded on pots and pans, and waved signs urging political and social change. Roads and public transportation shut down, and the streets were jammed with demonstrators. Also Friday, protesters tried to force their way onto the grounds of Chile's Congress, provoking an evacuation of the building in the port city of Valparaiso. Police fired tear gas to fend off hundreds of demonstrators on the perimeter as some lawmakers and administrative staff hurried out of the legislative building. At least 19 people have died in the turmoil that has swept the South American nation. The unrest began as a protest over an increase in subway fares, but soon morphed into a larger movement over growing inequality in one of Latin America's wealthiest nations. At least 42 people were killed in Iraq on Friday when security forces used tear gas and an Iranian-backed militia opened fire to try to quell renewed demonstrations against corruption and economic hardship. The Iraqi Human Rights Commission said at least 30 people were killed by gunshots or tear gas canisters in the capital and four southern provinces. 12 people died in the southern city of Diwania alone. Several died while trying to storm the offices of Asaib al-Haq, an armed faction, in two southern cities. The parliament is scheduled to meet Saturday to discuss the protests. The bloodshed is the second major bout of violence this month. A series of clashes 2 weeks ago left 157 people dead and thousands injured. This is VOA News. A federal judge in Washington has ordered the Trump administration to hand over secret grand jury testimony from the Mueller probe to congressional Democrats exploring impeachment. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The Justice Department's been given less than a week to hand over documents from Robert Mueller's Russia investigation, including secret grand jury testimony that had been blacked out in Mueller's report. The department had argued that it couldn't provide grand jury material under existing law, to which Chief U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell wrote, "The DOJ is wrong." She also shot down the White House argument the impeachment inquiry isn't valid because the House didn't vote on launching the investigation, saying that a House resolution has never been required. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Trump Organization says it is exploring the sale of its marquee hotel in Washington, D.C. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The Trump International Hotel opened in late 2016, just before Donald Trump was elected president. His son Eric says people are objecting. The company is making so much money on it, and they may be willing to sell. The hotel is about a mile from the White House on Pennsylvania Avenue and has been at the center of nearly 3 years of ethics complaints and lawsuits accusing Donald Trump of trying to profit off the presidency. There were now also worries about a possible sale and the buyer. According to President Trump's most recent financial disclosure, the 263-room hotel took in $41 million in revenue last year, up less than $500,000 from the previous year. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Firefighters in California are simultaneously battling blazes in both the north and south of the state, and a new fire broke out Friday. One blaze is north of Los Angeles and has caused the evacuation of more than 40,000 residents. Another fire is burning in northern Sonoma County and has torched at least 49 buildings and 65 square kilometers. California Governor Gavin Newsom says the fire scenes in Santa Clarita and Sonoma look like smaller versions of deadly fires in the past 2 years.
That's homes completely destroyed, cars that look like they've been in a war zone, and everything all but melted down except a few curious items. Right next door, a home that's completely untouched.
Newsom has declared a state of emergency in both Los Angeles and Sonoma counties. And mourners bid a final farewell Friday to the late U.S. Congressman and civil rights advocate Elijah Cummings in his hometown of Baltimore. Former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi were among those who paid tribute to Cummings. The 68-year-old Democrat died earlier this month from longstanding health issues. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.